You're listening to Tuesday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
That's not a bad turnout, given there's still a bit of time before we start.
Yeah, let's hope they stick around. I must say, there's not too many regulars. Rod, are you sure I can't get you anything?
Nah, saving myself.
It's just that you look a bit...
Oh, I was working on my assignment till late, only just uploaded it before I came. Oh. Bit knackered, that's all.
Oh, okay, good.
Hi!
Oh, at last, Zainab. I thought you might be a no-show.
Sorry, Dad couldn't find the car keys.
Oh, yeah, your dad's back from Pakistan, Chelsea said.
He insisted on bringing me. Are you okay, Brad?
Yeah, why?
Nothing.
It's getting a bit hot in here, though, isn't it?
Is it?
Right, you two will be here on the competitors' table. Emma and Pat, when she gets here, will be flipping the pancakes at the back. Oh, there's three fillings, lemon, chocolate, maple, banana.
Yummy.
You don't have any allergies?
No.
No?
Good, so I'll go over the rules just before we start. You get settled.
You got enough lippy there, Trace?
Oi, don't be like that. I'm making an effort here.
Me, you know.
You do look gorgeous in that.
Really?
Yeah, really. Although, it'd help if you wore a smile too.
I'm a bit nervous, if I'm honest.
Of what?
These places are the type where they expect you to be a certain way, act a certain way, dress a certain way.
Only so everything's nice.
I like to be comfortable when I eat, with proper food.
You said it's not proper.
No, it is proper, but posh food's usually small.
Oh, I don't believe this. You're still thinking about the pancake competition, aren't you?
No.
Jazzer, only you would call me to try and move tonight around so you could eat pancakes.
It was worth a try.
Right, Susan and Neil have already set off. I'll see you in the car. And if I hear you moan about one more thing, you can stay home and I'll go by myself.
So that's why you insisted on driving me over.
Zainab, this is not a joke.
Okay, I know you're going to give me an earful anyway, but I was never going to do it.
Zainab.
Oh, come on, Dad. Mum was going on about me getting a job, so I did. I wasn't actually going to go to the interview. I promised there was nothing else around here.
Nothing you're qualified for?
Really, you as well.
Hey, this is me you're talking to. I don't believe in uni for the sake of it. I mean, look at me. But Ami has a point. Qualifications mean choices.
Right, everyone.
Dad, go and sit down. It's starting.
Good luck, I think.
Welcome to the tea room at Bridge Farm. Thank you for coming tonight.
That all sounded a bit intense.
Oh, don't sweat it. My dad's a pushover, really. You should be more worried about how I'm going to pound you into the ground.
Now, firstly, as you can see, there's a pile of pancakes ready to go on the competitors' table. And pancakes are available for you to buy. As well, freshly made in the kitchen and at a discount to boot.
Wow.
We'll replenish the pile as the competitors get through them, and the winner gets a free breakfast and a hot drink for a month.
Oh.
Terms and conditions apply. Now, to introduce our competitors. Sitting to the right, the ravenous rampager from Solihull.
Wait, what?
I gave him
Zainab Malik! And sitting to the left, don't let those innocent eyes fool you. It's the chomper in chief.
I know.
Brad the boy Horriban! Okay, guys. One pancake at a time. Once you clear it, you're welcome to grab the next. Any topping that falls off your pancake does not need to be consumed. But if you're caught removing toppings, I'm afraid that's a straight disqualification and your opponent wins. Clear?
Prepare to be humiliated, chomper.
Whatever, Zainab, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Lightweight.
I know you are.
Oh. Are you sure you're okay?
And it's an all clear from the kitchen. Thanks, Emma. So, we are ready, steady, and...
Brad?
Is anyone else hot?
Brad?
Oh, Brad! Brad! Oh, what happened?
He said he was hot and then he just hit the deck.
We don't have to do anything, just sign the petition. That's what Emma was saying.
You already have?
Yes. like I said about 50 times already.
I'm only saying you signing's like me signing.
Except if we both do it, then they have more signatures, don't they?
Aye. I didn't think.
No. Emma? Shouldn't you be flipping pancakes? What? Emma, slow down. Brad's what?
That was so embarrassing.
Not gonna lie, kinda was.
Yeah, thanks.
It's the way he slid off the chair and hit the floor.
How lucky I had my supportive friend with me.
Sorry.
More water, Brad?
Oh, no, thank you, Mr. Ballett.
One of the women who works here has called your parents, I think.
Oh, no, that's not necessary.
They're on their way. How are you feeling?
Good, yeah, honest. It's just got a bit too warm in here and I was up late last night and skipped breakfast.
Or you took one look at the ravenous rampager from Solihull and thought better of it.
Ignore her.
Hardly.
How's he doing?
Good, I'm good, thanks. Sorry.
Personally, I still think he looks a little...
Oh, yeah.
What?
Off. You look a little off still. Sorry.
But I'm fine. I'm sorry for any trouble, but...
Oh, no, don't be daft. Only, I don't suppose you'll feel up for it maybe, after a break?
Sure.
That a good idea?
Are you still feeling lightheaded?
No, honest. I probably could do it in a few minutes, although it'll be embarrassing getting back up there.
You've got nothing to be embarrassed about, Brad.
Exactly. I mean, I'll be reminding you of this pretty much forever.
She means it, I'm afraid.
But if you're not up to it, you don't have to, does he?
No, of course not, if he's not up to it. Zainab, would you be up for competing if I can find another opponent?
I'm not sure. Who would it be?
At this moment in time, I have no idea.
Oh, sorry, Natasha. I so wanted to help.
I'm sorry too.
No, don't be. You're right. You're both right. Well, we tried, didn't we? Oh, look, Akram, Zainab, please, you've been fasting too, so help yourself to as many pancakes as you like on us.
I'd volunteer myself, only it wouldn't be much of a competition. I can only take so much sugar.
Oh, that's kind of you to say. Now, please go eat. I'll stay with Brad.
It's not over yet, Natasha. Look, the people are sticking around.
I suppose.
You've got them all here and a load of pancakes on the go. Oh,
thanks, Zainab. Don't forget to take some home for the family. Please.
We'll think of something else to get the people back. Honest. Brad, you sure you're okay?
Much better, thanks, Zainab.
All right, then. I'll see you, Chomper.
Zainab, do not turn that into a thing.
But it's so hard to resist, and it suits you, you know. See ya.
Nice to meet you, Brad.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Malik.
Brad?
Mum, I'm fine.
You don't look fine. Tracy Jazza, sorry to give you a scare.
How many did you get done? You need to pass out?
No. Brad fainted before we'd even started.
What?
It was very hot, see?
I told you to eat something. You have never, ever gone without something to nibble on for more than an hour or so.
I did. I had something for breakfast.
You did not. I was there. He might have had a wee something when he was up studying through the night, but he didn't eat the day.
Right, come on. You need something proper to eat.
I can get him something here.
No, Mum, you've got your meal. And Natasha, don't worry about
me. Not anymore. I told Susan and Neil we won't make it.
No, you've got to go. And Natasha, maybe I can still do the competition with someone else.
I could step in.
Oh, really?
Well, I'm not going to the restaurant anymore.
Oh, I can't believe you even suggested that, Jazzer.
Neither can I, actually. Thank you for the record, Your Honour.
But Natasha was really hoping.
It's okay, Brad. Maybe this was never going to work. You take care, and thanks for trying. Really, I appreciate it. Come on. We're all stopping by the Bull on the way back. Get 3 courses in. Maybe one of Fallon's souffle pancakes.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for waiting. Unfortunately, as you can see, we had a bit of an unforeseen medical emergency, but don't worry, we'll make it up to you. How about 3 pancakes for everyone from your local tea room?
You're very quiet.
Not sure what I can say that won't turn into a thing.
Hey, let's take a wander up the lane.
Really, Dad, it's dark.
Come on. We haven't had much time. Just you and me.
Yeah.
Look, I don't want this thing between you and your mum to continue.
Baba, I said sorry.
You said sorry to me.
And I'll say it to mum too.
Without making a joke of it?
Of course. Promise.
Good.
Just be nice to her. She does so much for you, for us.
You mean you feel bad about being away for so many months, so you want me to make up for it?
Ugh. Ouch. Maybe you should look into a psychology degree.
Ha ha.
I'm not kidding.
Anyway, look, I know Mom and I can rub each other up the wrong way, but we do work well together too. And I help out with Killio.
Yes,
and
she said so herself. She's always telling me how supportive you are. She is.
Sometimes she does do my head in, though.
Look, disagreeing is fine. We all disagree on some matters. But be considerate. She deserves that much respect.
Yeah, I know. She does.
And there is a little matter we haven't had a chance to discuss yet.
Oh, no. Your books.
Yes.
And the photos.
Hey, it wasn't your fault.
You don't understand. I moved them.
Do you know there are only two people I know who would insist on being blamed for something after they've been given a free pass? You and your mother.
But, Dad, I really do feel bad.
I know. It was an accident. And your Uncle Adil took it upon himself to look through every photo collection in his grand's house and most of the relatives' houses to find any pictures he could with his parents in.
Did he find any?
Yes. Had them all copied and put in an album.
Oh, I love Uncle Adil. So, when do we tell Mum about the photos?
Has she mentioned them?
She doesn't even know they were in the boxes with your books. She's been so preoccupied.
Then maybe we should keep it to ourselves. Let's get the house sorted and then see where we are.
Dad?
Mm-hmm.
Are you and Mum thinking about going back to Solihull?
Why?
Are you?
We're just keeping our options open. What do you think?
I'm easy, either way.
Come on, Beta. Really? If it was up to you.
I think maybe I'd like to try this place out a little longer.
Okay. Duly noted.
What does that mean?
Means I hear you and I respect your opinion and I'll race you back to the house.
Wait, what? Dad? Dad! You can be so immature sometimes!